This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, and we're launching into the third hour of the program. We got plenty of time if you want to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. Topics have been all over the map here tonight, but for some to some extent centered around the leaked emails from the Democratic National Committee. Nearly 20,000 emails have been leaked by WikiLeaks, and interesting timing, considering the Democratic convention is coming up starting on Monday, and this does not look good for the DNC, let me tell you.
No, it looks real bad. They've violated their charter. They were supposed to be unbiased in the election of candidates.
Yeah, and they've been in Hillary's pocket, it seems like, from day one. Further, they are working hand-in-hand with members of the media behind the scenes to sculpt and craft news, so-called news, that is being published, and that's pretty disturbing as well. So that sort of spun off into...
This is kind of what we've been thinking is going on in America forever anyway, right? I don't get the impression that Trump has that control over the media, but certainly politics is, this is politics as usual.
So all of that and your thoughts about whatever's on your mind, let's go back to the phones to the fun. We'll talk to Dodger in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Dodger, go ahead.
Hi, Ian and Mark.
Hey there.
My two favorite co-hosts after Derek J. At either rate, he was my favorite.
Derek J. is great. And for folks that don't know, you don't know who Derek J. is, you got to go and see his movie. It's free. You can go to victimlesscrimespree.com. Watch Derek J.'s Victimless Crime Spree. Great 90-minute-long documentary film available free online at victimlesscrimespree.com. All right, go ahead. What were we calling about tonight besides accolades?
Well, actually, it's the fact that I spent the day with my best friend who fancies himself a libertarian but is in Gary Johnson's camp, I guess you could say. And it just doesn't make sense to me how somebody like that could consider themselves a libertarian.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of libertarians who support Gary Johnson. I mean, that's why he got the nomination from the Libertarian Party. I mean, yes, there were some Republicans who infiltrated, arguably, and helped him get that nomination. But there are still a number of libertarians who would argue. And if Rich Paul were sitting here, I mean, I can basically take Rich Paul's talking points that, hey, you know, Gary Johnson is, the best bet that they have because he's the most recognizable figure of all the candidates who were running. He's got this experience in office. As you pointed out, Mark, he's been a governor in the past.
The vetoinest governor in the history of the United States.
And he sounds kind of libertarian on some stuff. So he's more libertarian than Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump.
I'm having a hard time, gentlemen, like trying to back this guy because, I mean, he's convinced his now wife to, I mean, he's a minarchist.
We know that, and I'm not excited by his campaign either, so I'm with you. I get you there. Gary Johnson isn't a principled libertarian. He's not. But he's what you got, and he's the least of the evils that are out there.
Right. If you're going to vote, who would you recommend someone vote for?
I guess I would go Gary Johnson. But
there you go.
That's why they're supporting him.
That's why libertarians are backing him. That's why Rich Paul is going out getting petition signatures for him.
My buddy is excited about him, though, and
good.
I understand why.
I don't know how I can explain it to you. I mean, look, some people want to be excited about politics. I'm not excited about politics. It doesn't do anything for me. But I was pretty excited about the Ron Paul campaign. And, you know, some people will get excited simply by the lesser of the evils. Dodger, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I'm glad that Gary Johnson has had the opportunities, the media opportunities that he's had. He was on CNN. They had this town hall event, and there was something else that the press club or whatever. They had him and Bill Weld, the vice presidential candidate for the Libertarian Party, at the National Press Club answering questions. Those are the two that I've seen so far. I don't know if they had anything else that really sticks out.
Nothing that I can think of, but, they're getting polling numbers. The reason that people are excited is because nothing's happened. Like, there hasn't been a situation where two more dislikable people have been the major party's nominees. So the minor parties are pretty excited.
Look, here's what I would say to anybody who's pretty not excited by the Gary Johnson campaign. As Dodger admitted, he'll probably vote for Johnson anyway, so you're going to vote for the guy. But if you're not excited about Gary Johnson, then move to New Hampshire and get excited about the local races that we have here. There are thousands of libertarians, voluntarists, anarchists, people who love the ideas of liberty who are moving to New Hampshire. A couple thousand already have. There are different migrations of various liberty-minded folks that are coming here, and thousands are expected to arrive within the next several years. So there's a lot of really exciting opportunities here locally in New Hampshire. We've actually got a libertarian candidate for governor. We've got a pretty liberty-oriented, from what I hear, candidate on the Republican side for the primary there. He's not perfect, but, you know, he's better than the other options. And then I'm running as a Democrat candidate for governor.
But perfect. Perfection's
Mark Warden's pretty perfect.
Perfection's an option? That's wonderful.
Mark, in New Hampshire it is, because we really do have some great, principled, liberty-minded people. And I know Mark Warden, who's a longtime supporter of this show, he was the two-time Legislator of the Year award winner with the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, receiving an A+, I believe, two terms? Anyway, two or three terms, and out of the two or three terms, he was the Legislator of the Year two times. We really do have principled, liberty-oriented people running.
We have some really good options, but the fact is that unless you are running, no one is going to represent you.
No, that's true.
This is the this is what you have to deal with in politics. You're always picking. You're always making a compromise.
Yeah, that's true. I was just saying, though, if you're not excited about national level, and I don't blame you for not being, get excited about what's happening here in New Hampshire, because we've actually got people who are libertarians who are winning elections. It's not some sort of pie-in-the-sky concept of, oh, maybe the libertarians might win. No, it's guaranteed that some libertarians are going to pretty much win at some point this year.
The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is, 79 endorsed people just in the state house. So
those that are currently elected, I believe they've endorsed more than that for this coming election.
Well, sure, but they're not all going to win.
Right, but some of them
some
are
of them
going
will.
To.
Probably about 20% of the House.
Yeah, so if you want to see more of that success, you can move to New Hampshire. And if you can't move to New Hampshire, I would recommend, by the way, check out ShireSociety.com to learn more about that. But if you can't move to New Hampshire, you can still support what's happening here by contributing to Free Talk Live. You can contribute to the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance or whatever other organizations that you like. Of course, the secession movement is on the rise here with great groups like the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence, the New Hampshire Liberty Party, and NH Exit. There's some exciting stuff happening here in the libertarian movement that's just not happening anywhere else because we've got the numbers and more are coming. Let's go to Larry. He's in Myrtle Beach listening to WRNN. Larry, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hi. I'm kind of confused. I'm a Republican. I'm a Trump supporter. But I'm not sure I understand what you guys are for, libertarians. What is your platform?
Well, the platform is much larger, but the basic idea of what a libertarian is someone who believes your life should be yours, that you should be able to decide how you live your life so long as you don't actually hurt somebody else in the process or defraud them.
Yeah, that's pretty simple, okay. which, by the way, the rest of the parties can't do. Like, there's no statement that Republicans can make to say...
They can't sum it up in one sentence.
And
no.
the Democrats can't make a statement to say that what they are...
Because they have no principles.
Because there isn't a principle that's in play. Whereas with the libertarians, it is that you own you. That your rights end at the tip of my nose.
Okay, so I've heard you guys talking about dissolving the police. There's no sense in having police. There's no sense in being in the military.
No, I didn't say that. Hang on, Larry. I want to talk to you about it, though, so if you'll stand by, we'll bring you back to discuss that. I didn't say dissolve the police. No, what I would say would be that we need to have the police actually enforcing crimes with a victim. Murder, rape, property destruction, arson, things like that. Real crimes with a victim. If the police were actually working on those cases, I don't think anybody would dislike them. 855-453. You can join us here, but I would like to see them funded consensually. It's for Talk Live.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-958-5345. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-958-5345. That's 1-800-958-5345.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants. And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out. Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. You're invited. the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. By the way, we were talking about moving to New Hampshire for libertarians only. If you are not a libertarian, please do not move to New Hampshire. In fact, if you are not a libertarian in New Hampshire, you are welcome to find another state.
Florida is really nice. It's full of golf courses.
You don't have to go that far. New York, Vermont, Massachusetts, all fine, fine status places.
Yeah, but when people stop working, where do they go, Ian? I mean, you and I are from Florida. The fact is that I was born in Florida in 1971, and I can assure you that Sarasota, where I'm from, is far larger than it was in 1971, and it's full of Yankees. Right?
So anyway, if you want to learn more, if you're a liberty-minded person and you get freedom and you want to be with other people who also get it, then you really need to look at New Hampshire. Check out the 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire. It's a free documentary film, about an hour in length. And it runs through 101 different reasons why this is the destination for people who care about freedom. Go to 101reasonsfilm.com. You can watch it for free online there. 101reasonsfilm.com. As we go back to Larry listening in Myrtle Beach. Larry, you were asking some good questions so far about what it means to be a libertarian, and you had misstated our position on the police.
But I understand why he came up with the conclusion he did.
Yeah, and so just to clarify for listeners just tuning in, my viewpoint on the police is that right now they are basically the enemy of peaceful people because they're constantly threatening us and putting peaceful people behind bars for not hurting anybody else. But if the police were actually going after real criminals, and sometimes they do, but if that's all they did was to go after real criminals, then I think they would be much less hated and much more respected. And ultimately, I would like to see them funded on a consensual basis rather than by the threat of violence, which is how all government funds itself. So that's one of the big changes that I think needs to happen is we need to have a government, if we're going to have a government that doesn't threaten people with violence if they don't want to go along with the program or fund their various different programs. So go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I don't know. I'm trying to understand where you guys are coming from. I mean, I heard you talk to that lady about her son and why it was a shame that he gave up his life for his country.
No, he gave up his life for politicians, sir.
Whatever. I mean, the politicians are the ones we elected for our country.
Do you trust politicians?
I didn't elect them.
You didn't? You didn't vote?
No. Well, the fact that I vote right somehow gives consent?
Then why do you think you have a right to complain?
Okay, hold on. I did vote, but I didn't vote for the people that won. So, therefore, you can't blame me.
Neither did I, but they were still elected. This is a majority rules country, right?
Well, okay, some dead men wrote some crap on a piece of paper, and now I'm obligated?
Oh, so you don't believe in the Constitution?
Well, I believe it exists.
Yeah, but you don't believe in what it stands for.
Well, you didn't answer my question. What's the answer to my question? What's that?
Well, repeat the question.
The question is, some dead men wrote some stuff on a piece of paper, and now I'm obligated to follow it?
Yeah, because that's the statutes of our country. That's the laws that bind us as a country.
Well,
you're obligated to follow it because men with guns are going to put you in a cage.
The fact is the politicians don't follow it, but now I've got to.
Whoa, you didn't let me speak.
Go ahead.
If you don't want to follow it, then get it changed. But until then,
get on the treadmill and spend the rest of your life trying to change it.
The Constitution.
You're
going to
run for governor, for God's sakes, as a Democrat, no less.
No, that's what Ian's
How's
doing. I'm a Republican delegate to the state convention.
Okay, and somebody said they were going to run for governor.
I'm running as a Democrat.
There's two of us here.
Yep, I'm running as
a
Democrat for governor. That's correct.
You're
I'm a liberty-minded person. That's right.
That's because it's impossible to get on the ballot in many states.
Because the Democrats and Republicans have made it next to impossible to get on the ballot for third parties. So why would I want to go and run as a libertarian when I can pay $100 and run as a Democrat or a Republican? The libertarians here in New Hampshire.
He's a libertarian, not a fool.
Oh, okay. So he's going to lie to get this position because once you get there, you're going to declare you're a libertarian?
No,
I've already declared I'm a libertarian. I wouldn't tell a lie.
You can be a libertarian without being a member of the Libertarian Party.
I am a member of the Libertarian Party.
And just like when you first called, you can't articulate what a Democrat or Republican is, right?
Not me. I'm not that smart.
Well, I'm just telling you, there is nothing that you can articulate to be a Republican.
Because they have no principles.
I can pull up three Republicans on here, three major Republicans from, you know, in politics, and they wouldn't be able to say what a Republican is.
Conservative. I'm a constitutional conservative, but...
I'll take it. I would take a constitutional conservative, but you had expressed a great deal of support for the military. A constitutional conservative would agree with the founding fathers, who said that there should be no entangling alliances, that the military shouldn't be sent abroad looking for adventures.
They didn't even want a standing army.
Right. They didn't want a standing army.
So you're
that
in favor
kind of constitutional conservative?
So yes, you must be in favor of getting rid of the standing military then, right? And only bringing it together when needed?
Well, I would say yes, except for it's needed.
Needed to do what? Go around the world and destroy innocent life?
Okay, let's get rid of it. Then do you want to speak Russian or Chinese?
Oh, are you that? Come on. Are you telling me that a country full of millions upon millions of people with hundreds of millions of guns are somehow going to be overrun by some Chinese folks or some Germans or some Russians?
If they're
are
organized,
you kidding
and we're
me?
Not. If they're organized and we're not, it's entirely possible.
Well, the fact is the unorganized Afghanis did pretty well against the United States military.
Just
the unorganized Iraqis kicked their butts out.
You just
The unorganized Vietnamese did a pretty good job, too. Unorganized militaries don't do terribly.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not proposing that we don't need military equipment, but I would say that, that the Swiss do just fine with their military that stays inside their borders, right?
Then what do they need a military for if it doesn't go out of their borders?
In case somebody attacks.
Oh, okay.
What do you need a gun for if nobody's robbing your house?
All back here. Let's get all the military people back here.
I'm here.
That'd be a good first step.
Let's pull every American right back into the country.
I'm fine with bringing...
Get back here or go.
Well, Americans can leave the country if that's what they want to do. Feel free to go and do tours.
Well, no, you can't. You have to ask permission to leave the country.
Right. You have your papers. Your papers. The constitutional papers.
Because it's a slave plantation, writ large. Thanks for the call tonight, Larry. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you know what? If the Democrats don't like it that I'm running as a Democrat, then they can lobby to change the laws. Do you like the law? You can work to change it. They can change the laws to make it so libertarians and Green Party members and other third-party participants are able to run on an even footing as the two big parties. How about that? Wouldn't that be nice?
I'm looking at the picture here of aircraft carriers by nation, and I see one aircraft carrier from China and one aircraft carrier for Russia, and I see 18 for the United States. I'm so petrified.
Well, you know, it's so funny that, you know, these conservatives purported constitutional...
Oh, I'm sorry, there's 19. There was one hiding below the scroll, the fold.
These purported constitutional conservatives always love to act so small government, but they really just love big government in the areas they love big government, like the military. They would never want to consider cutting back the military. That's their favorite government program. 855-453.
1,000 military bases in 130 nations. That ain't small government.
855-450-3733. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. It is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Flockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. FlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at FlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. FlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us on the radio here. Toll free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Arcade City getting ready to relaunch its app in late August. What's that? You haven't heard of Arcade City? Well, they're planning on decentralizing ride sharing. So Uber and Lyft, those ride sharing companies, they already did some decentralization on the idea of taxi services. And now Arcade City hopefully will be basically showing them how it's done, by actually allowing drivers to set their own rates, to decide what sort of payment methods they accept, and to connect directly with their customers. It's really exciting what's happening behind the scenes with Arcade City. We had the chance to meet with Christopher David, the CEO, and some of his cohorts there at Arcade City over the last week when we were in San Francisco, Mark, for the decentralization conference. And we heard some of the plotting that was going on between Arcade City and Airbits. And it's really shaping up to be, I think, a very, very exciting app. Already they are kicking butt down in Austin, Texas, with just a simple Facebook group to connect riders with drivers. If you want to try out Arcade City, they're going to be launching their app late August. So sign up now at arcade.freetalklive.com. Whether you intend to be a rider or a driver or both, you can sign up now at arcade.freetalklive.com. As we go back to your calls and thoughts here on Free Talk Live, we got John in Indianapolis listening to WIBC FM. Hello, John.
Hey, how you doing tonight? I listen to your show occasionally. I'll be honest with you. I'm a little turned off sometimes because I don't think you really represent what libertarianism is. I mean,
you get the buzz,
like the, you know, the hot button things, and it's like, I'm liberty, but I think you really misrepresent what libertarianism is.
All right. Well, let's hear it. What are we getting wrong? Because we've been doing this for a long time.
Right. I've ran for office as a libertarian in the Indiana area 5 times. And I've ran for office 6 times. So, I mean, I think I meet the criteria as far as being libertarian.
All right. Well, just because you've run for office doesn't mean you meet the criteria. So let's hear it. What is it that we're getting wrong?
We've run a libertarian radio show for 12 years, or 14 years. Go ahead.
Just because I used to do the radio show thing, too. I did so well.
It's not a qualification. Running for office and running a radio show, neither qualifications.
It's not a qualification. What bothers me is I think you misrepresent a little bit. One of the things I will say, I'm a little confused. If you're running as a Democrat, that's really an indictment in a lot of ways. If you were really pushing the Libertarian political party, and if it was so strong in New Hampshire, why are you restricted that you can't have a governor candidate?
Well, actually, the Libertarian Party in New Hampshire isn't that strong. Libertarians are running as Republicans and Democrats here in New Hampshire, and they're getting elected, whereas Libertarians elsewhere run as Libertarians and get ignored. So you've sort of dodged the point here, sir. John, you called to accuse us of not being Libertarian, so I would like to hear some specifics.
That's totally untrue. We are not getting ignored. I have gotten 15% in a three-way race, and
How many libertarians do you have elected there in the state of Indiana?
Last year, all of the libertarians in my area were unconstitutionally removed from the ballot because we were ready to win.
You were on the cusp of winning, and they removed you from the ballot.
The fact that libertarians choose not to run as Libertarian Party members is not an indictment on their beliefs.
Okay, so but you need to get specific, okay? You said that we aren't representing libertarianism very well on this show, and we've been doing it for more than a decade. So what is it we're getting wrong? Get specific here.
Well, I don't think you really understand. The Libertarian Party is a political party, and libertarianism is really it's really grown because of the United States. I mean, it really was birthed, or it basically became a party or an ideal in the United States.
In Costa Rica, they actually have elected libertarians in their house in Costa Rica.
I understand that, but really the whole premise for libertarianism really originated,
how is that a critique of Free Talk Live, sir? I want you to get specific. You called and accused us of not representing libertarianism.
If you'll let me finish.
We don't have all night, dude. Give me a reason.
Well, you've
been rambling on.
You found the Constitution right now, and without the Constitution, guess what? You don't have that opportunity to have.
All right, so you've done nothing. You haven't answered one of my questions.
That's his argument. Okay, so look, the Constitution is a document that was written by some people that had some pretty good ideas during the Enlightenment
period.
Really
good ideas.
Okay, the Constitution wasn't handed to Moses by God, mister. Okay? And it was put through illegally over the Articles of Confederation. Read your history.
Hey, was the whole blacks being three-fifths of a man a good idea, sir?
Right. Let's not forget that Rhode Island needed to be blockaded to put the thing through.
What did you say before that? Did you say something about blacks?
Yeah, blacks are three-fifths of a person in the Constitution.
Was that a good idea?
Well, it's pretty clear.
The reason was is they wanted to get rid of slavery, and the South wanted to have them be complete citizens and have full representation.
Yeah, we're clear of what the compromise was, but don't act like it's some kind of divine document if it's a compromise.
All right, John, thanks for the call tonight. I've heard enough. I asked for a specific example.
Between people who wanted to own people and people who didn't.
Let's go and continue with your calls and thoughts here. Goldie is in Myrtle Beach listening to WRNN. Hey, Goldie.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Goldie. Go ahead.
Okay, where do I start?
At the beginning.
Okay. A long time ago. Okay. The Constitution, I don't see them as rules. I see them as guidelines. Like when you're at home.
Politicians do, too.
Yeah, but see, we don't need to work on changing the Constitution or looking at, I have to follow them, but they don't. Why don't we use our power as people and elect politicians in the office that actually have respect for these guidelines that are there. I mean, it's not.
Well, here's why not, because you can't find those politicians. The people that run for political office, for the most part, at the national level for sure, are sociopaths. They are who are seeking power over others. So you really just don't even have the chance to elect good people at the national level.
Exactly. Just like Hillary's already got the presidential position, and they're putting us in the mindset that our vote matters. And it's just like a bunch of smut talking. They sit there and they bash each other back and forth. They talk over each other. They just pick and it's like we're in high school all over
again. Sure. Because it's a lot easier to break down your opposing side rather than actually talk about what you stand for, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, exactly. I mean, the guy that was on the phone before John, he was saying how, what did he say? He's a constitutional conservative.
Oh,
and,
that guy.
Yeah, that guy. And it's like, I'm sitting here listening to the radio station, which you guys talk. And I'm like, why is the Constitution even coming into question? It's not that we have to follow it. It's, hey, this is how it should be if we want to, you know, all be in harmony and we have equal rights.
Well, technically, the Constitution is a set of rules for the government to follow, but they don't even follow them, so what good is it exactly? I mean, every now and then, the Supreme Court will make the right decision, but most of the time, they're not making the right decision. And the Constitution does exist to some extent to allow politicians to pay lip service to some of the concepts there from now, every now and then.
The Constitution says no or not 45 times, but...
Really?
It doesn't stop the politicians from yes.
Yeah, if only that
more.
If only the Constitution would get up, animate itself, and shove itself down the throat of the politicians who disrespect
it. I love Lysander Spooner's quote on this, is the Constitution has either authorized the government that we have. By the way, he made this quote in the 1880s, and it's still relevant today. It's either authorized the government we have today, or it's been powerless to prevent it. Now, no one can claim that I'm responsible for stopping the politicians from doing whatever it is they do, because I didn't take an oath to it. The politicians did. The members of the military did.
Goldie, thanks for your call tonight. We'd love to hear from you again, maybe talk again on some other issues. We got to make room for your calls and thoughts coming up in the remaining moments here of Free Talk Live. Get your thoughts in as quickly as you can so we can get as many people on as possible. This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through ExpressCoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to SaveItPurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through SaveItPurse.com. It's SaveAtPurse.com.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. We got enough time for you. If you're already on the line, you've got a chance of getting on here tonight. If you don't get in tonight, no worries. We've got a live Sunday show that we do. We do a live show every single night of the week. In fact, 7 nights a week. You can always join us live on your local radio station if they carry us live, or you can grab it online anytime, live or delay, or via podcast. There are so many different ways to listen. Satellite. We've got listen lines. You can learn more over at freetalklive.com. And if you support the show, then please become a Free Talk Live amplifier. It's $5 a month, and it makes a big difference for us when you join the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is that $5 is money that we can invest into Free Talk Live to get on more radio stations around the country, bring new internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So if that's valuable to you, please step up and join the AMP program. You get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, and the AMP-only Facebook group, which is really a great Facebook group. There's not a lot that I like about Facebook, but I do like the AMP-only Facebook group. So go and get signed up with any major credit card through PayPal or use Visa or MasterCard right there on our website. Head over to AMP, A-M-P, amp.freetalklive.com. Tom is on the line in Baltimore. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. I had a question about libertarianism and the Constitution. I'm a little confused. And by the way, if I could say, you guys were a little rough on the lady with the son in the military.
I tried to be as kind as I could, but, you know, she sort of whips out, my son died in Afghanistan, and I'm voting for Trump to make America great again. And I felt like that, you know, I mean, what about all the moms who's died, whose kids have died that are going to vote for other candidates? I mean, that's, she reached for a very cheap claim there, wouldn't you say?
Well, no, I think she was expressing her feelings,
sure,
and her loss relative,
absolutely,
to what her family and her son, I'm sure, believed in, were in defense of all our liberties. So
I concur with you on that, but sort of the unspoken there was, look, if you care about, you know, if you care about the military and all things good, you'll vote for Trump because he's going to make America great again. And I, you know, it was, she brought that chess piece on the board.
Anyway, Tom, go ahead with your thoughts. Anything else?
Okay. It was hard for me to look good in that situation. I'll agree with you on that, Tom.
Sure. So the Constitution, libertarianism, I'm trying to understand myself. If held to its strictest intent, I would think the Constitution would be something that libertarianism would wholeheartedly embrace.
Many libertarians are very constitutional people. I was into the Constitution for years until I realized what, Mark, you had cited Lysander Spooner had to say, and that is that, you know, the Constitution either authorized the tyranny or was powerless to prevent it. So I've sort of just, I'm a post-constitutional libertarian at this point because I've moved past it. I realize it's just a dead document. The government doesn't respect it, and I certainly didn't sign it, so I'm not obligated to it.
The Constitution, as I said, is intended to limit the government. It's failed in doing that. From my standpoint, you know, like we're 240 years out here from the writing of the document or whatever. I guess it's a little less than that. It was 17.
It didn't keep the government small.
1789. We can see what the results of having a constitution are, and we have to be able to be adults about this and say, have we failed or have we succeeded in limiting the government? And I would say when the Heritage Foundation, a conservative organization, ranks Canada, New Zealand, and Great Britain as having more financial freedom than the United States does, that it's a failure.
Well, and also New Zealand has no constitution, is my understanding. So they're doing better economically without a constitution.
It's just a spinoff of the Magna Carta, really, recognizing that, like, don't come from government, but they come from what they would call nature's God. They're inherent, our rights are.
I agree with you there. Unfortunately, we're full of, this country is full of people who believe that rights are granted by governments.
We're not going to move anywhere, Tom, if we keep on deifying groups, government organizations, and government documents. That's what my contention is here, basically, people are saying the Constitution was handed to George Washington on the top of Mount Vernon by God himself, and that's how we got it. And, you know, we need to step back. We need to look and see.
They would be wrong, and you would be right in that case. It's merely a charter of negative liberties, which is a good thing. It says what the states can't do to you. It says what the federal government can't do to you.
But it does all those things. I mean, the only thing that I seem to be safe from is soldiers being billeted in my house.
The violators of it do. You know, it set out to simply say, basically, here's what we recognize as a way to get along. Common law was at the core. You know, all the statutes and all the ordinances, all that nonsense was not a part of it. It's where we strayed with our people in government.
Tom. That's the thing, is that everybody wants to say we and us and all those things.
Well,
I didn't do it.
I don't mean you personally. I mean people who came before us, and
screw them. That's the problem. is that I've got to somehow hold up these dead people.
I agree. I'm just saying, I would think that we'd want to get back to the Constitution, or at least what it would hope.
You're never going to get back.
I'll take it. I'll take your constitutional republic if you can build it.
It's not going to happen.
At this point, what I'm willing to say is that I think that the document, whatever it was that failed in the Constitution, is a failure. Now, maybe it was because it didn't have a clause that said, we will take the first politician that violates this and every following politician and lop their head off on noon on the lawn of the White House. Maybe that's what needed to happen.
Saying liberty is a failure, then, Dan.
No, liberty isn't a failure.
The Constitution
isn't liberty.
The Constitution's a piece of paper.
Hey, Tom, I wish we had more time for it, but we don't. Thanks for the call.
Thank you,
I appreciate it, man. I want to get your calls and thoughts in here. David is on the line, and I'm not sure where he's calling from. David, you're on Free Talk Live via Skype.
Hey, yeah, this is David in North Carolina. Look, I just wanted to give you all a heads up on a link. Is the most important link you'll ever go to this week is amp.freetalklive.com.
Oh, that's really sweet.
I listened to your podcast for years and never donated, and then the RSS stream failed one day, and I'm like emailing you, and I'm like, you know, I'm expecting this guy to provide a service, and then I'm not giving him anything in return, so I was like, okay, yeah, maybe I need to pay for this thing that, I mean, obviously that I look forward to. So everybody listening to podcasts every day, yeah, stop being boners, donate,
freetalklive.com. Oh, I do appreciate that, David. Thank you for the call tonight. Although, you know, I understand not everybody can afford it or they don't listen that often or whatever. It doesn't offend me when somebody doesn't contribute.
They can share our stuff on Facebook. They can use whatever other social media that they can get involved in. They can buy things over at amazon.freetalklive.com that they would normally use in their lives. There are other ways to support Free Talk
Live. You mean shop.freetalklive.com.
I'm sorry, shop.freetalklive.com. That other one, link doesn't work.
It might or might not.
Shop.freetalklive.com. Yeah. Nonetheless, I mean, there are ways to support Free Talk Live besides the AMP program. The AMP program's just direct.
Yeah.
You know?
It helps. It really helps us a lot, and thank you for that, David. It's very, very nice. Let's go to Tim in Wyoming, listening online. Go ahead, Tim. Tim, Wyoming, going once. Tim in Wyoming, listening via TuneIn.
Hello.
There you are, sir.
Sorry about that. Yeah, no. I didn't realize that. I didn't unmute my microphone.
Sometimes.
I was listening earlier, and there was a guy talking about the borders. He mentioned Switzerland, okay? Switzerland actually is. I mean, they're a liberty-oriented country, if you think about it. I mean, they protect their borders. They're citizens. Their citizens all have the right and responsibility to protect their country, and they understand that their country will fail without borders. So that's the thing I wanted to mention, because you Ian, specifically.
Well, it's false. I mean, that's a false claim that the country will fail without borders. The United States was incredibly successful with no real border control.
They've been protecting themselves for hundreds of years. With armed citizens. With armed
I'm with you on protecting yourself.
They have armed citizens. They don't have bullets, but they are armed nonetheless.
They are armed, yes. They are armed. And they all have a responsibility and understand their responsibility to protect their country, to protect what they have.
How was that responsibility created?
How is the response by personal choice, I suppose? Or no, you're saying that
there's no responsibility by choice. I mean, that's a desire. If it's personal choice, it's a desire.
Okay, if they have a desire to save their country from invasion, then I mean, I know.
Well, there's a difference between saving your country from invasion by men with guns who want to conquer it, and then versus, you know, people who just want to come and work hard. The United States became the world's most economically successful country, arguably, in the last several decades and a couple hundred years or whatever, by having virtually no border controls. I mean, anybody could show up here and they didn't have to ask anybody's permission to go and make a better life for themselves. So, no, I mean, your statement that you need to have border controls to have freedom or to have a successful country is provably false by the United States. Thank you, Tim, for the call tonight. We are out of time for you. If you didn't make it on with us tonight, no problem. Just call tomorrow.
Call and argue with us tomorrow night.
Well, I mean, not everybody has to argue, but certainly it's not fun to listen to people who all agree. Join us tomorrow online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com. And please amp the show, amp.freetalklive.com.
Are you tired of governments around the world killing innocent people? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin is money that cannot be inflated or controlled by any state. By continuing to use their money, you're perpetuating the killing. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available to you now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. It's Bitcoin.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.